But in 1900, so when Tolkien's about 8 years old, his mother converted from the Anglican Church to Roman Catholicism. And for this, she was ostracized from her family, and they cut her off from most financial support. And this created lots of problems for the family. They had to leave the countryside. They had to go live in Birmingham so that Tolkien could get to school. He took a trolley to get to school. And the strain of all this, of raising and supporting the children, and the fact that she had diabetes, meant that Mabel Tolkien died in 1904. So Tolkien and his brother Hilary were orphans at that point. They had actually lost both parents. Luckily for them, Mabel had befriended a Catholic priest named Father Francis Morgan. And he became the boys' guardian, and he raised them from that time on. And they lived in a house where he'd set up rooms for them. There were other orphans living in the house. It wasn't an institutional orphanage. There are then three major elements of Tolkien's early life that were most influential for him. And they're all related to his mother in some way. And I don't really like to psychoanalyze authors too much because it gets a little bit creepy after a while. But it is important to see that Tolkien didn't really remember his father at all. But he had a very, very close and very, very loving relationship with his mother. His mother converted to Roman Catholicism, and the boys converted as well. And Tolkien was incredibly devout and always said his mother had given him an enormous gift by converting to the church. But it also led to severe financial and other problems. So I think you can come up with three things that are really important in Tolkien's early life. The loss of his mother and of his happy childhood in the countryside, his Roman Catholicism, and his skill with languages. And that comes out of his mother, who was teaching him languages before he was learning them in school. I think the loss of his mother and the loss of that time in the countryside is what generates the nostalgia in Tolkien. Remember that I said that nostalgia is about a longing to return to one's own house or home. That's precisely what Tolkien wanted for his entire life, was to somehow go back to that idyllic countryside of Sarhole in Warwickshire, where he and his brother could ramble in the green fields and where he could be with his mother. And that desire to return to something that was impossible for him to ever get to shaped all of his work. And it's really, really important to notice that it's a desire that you cannot return to that's nostalgia. If you can go back there, it's not really nostalgia. I also want to point out that Tolkien's nostalgia is emotionally powerful, but it's not pathological. It's not like the kind of person who won't move on in their life because they're hung up on a tragedy or something that happened beforehand. Tolkien, in fact, did move on. He fell in love. He got married. He had children. He went to Oxford. He had a successful career. He fought in World War I. He wasn't always just sitting around moping, wishing he could be back in Warwickshire. It's also important to connect that nostalgia and the loss associated with it was very clearly tied to industrialization for Tolkien. Industrialization made it physically impossible for him to go back to that place because it had been swallowed up in Greater Birmingham, though there is a park in Sarhole today dedicated to Tolkien.